Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. We are going to talk about the first part in what I call and have built as the authentic persuasion pathway. And that pathway is a framework that anybody can apply to any sales conversation at any point. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to give you the framework, the five steps. And again, if you don't have a copy of it, check out Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker. If you do have a copy about it, I talk about this throughout the book. And we're going to start with the first step, which is rapport. And if you don't have a copy of the book, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I'm happy to give you the link for getting a copy of that. You just pay shipping, and then I'll ship out a signed copy to you. Again, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. The authentic persuasion pathway is a framework that you can apply to any sales conversation, whether it's a short one-call close or it's a long sales cycle. It's different meetings that you have. It's a whole process. Each conversation you have with a prospective buyer, you have to understand, is in and of itself a complete sales transaction. It has to be treated as a complete sales process. And as I go through this authentic persuasion pathway, you'll see that what you'll want to do is apply this and these five steps to each one of your conversations with your prospect, no matter how many that is. Because if you look at it, every conversation you have with someone who's not yet a customer, you have a beginning, which is what we're going to talk about today, which is rapport. Then you have the middle part, you have the things that you're doing throughout. And then at the end, you have some kind of close. You have some kind of, let's say, deal or transaction or sale that you want made at the end of that conversation, hopefully, unless you're an order taker, right? So even if you have a long sales cycle, you may have today's conversation, which is about setting up an appointment for next week to talk about this, which is then to go over a proposal, which could be, and so on, right? If you have a one call close, short sales cycle, one or two phone calls, that's much easier to see this. But no matter what, every conversation you're having with somebody who's not yet a customer is in and of itself a sales conversation. And it must be treated that way, starting with rapport and ending with a close about them taking action and doing something that will move things forward. So we are going to talk about rapport. And just so you know, so you can follow along and kind of identify these things, the five steps of the authentic persuasion pathway are rapport, empathy, trust, hope, urgency. Again, rapport, empathy, trust, hope, and urgency. Now, that spells something that does not roll off the tongue. It spells refue. It's the best I could come up with. I've been teaching this for years. I came up with this 11 years ago with those terms, and those terms, I could try to change it and make it into something fancy, make it something that rolls off the tongue better, but those words are perfect. They describe exactly what it is that you should be doing in those five steps. And keep in mind, refue, the authentic persuasion pathway, can be applied to what you're doing now. This isn't to replace what you're doing. This isn't to throw out everything that you're doing now, your company has given you, or if you're a leader, I'm not telling you to throw out what you're doing now, unless it's not working. If it's not working, then please throw it out and apply this completely and start over, or email me or reach out to me or direct message me or call me and let me help you build an effective sales process. So this isn't meant to replace what you're doing unless it's not working, but to just give you some structure to what you're probably doing, but make it more effective. All right, so let's talk about rapport. When we talk about sales, and really the biggest thing here, and where we started, especially last week, is understanding that people are stuck in their comfort zone. They need help making a change, and they're worried about making the wrong decision, and they're looking for guidance and wisdom to make the right decision, which is why they're talking to you. It's why they risk talking to a salesperson who might talk them into something that they don't want to do, but ultimately they know there's something inside of them that they do want help with. They have a goal they want to achieve. They have a pain they want to get out of. And your job is to help them move away from the center of their comfort zone and to the outside of what they know into something new. Buying something equals change, which means it's something new. The first step is we've got to get people to like you and get to know you. And Bob Berg's advice, which I really like from his Go Giver series and everything that he talks about, is that when all things are equal, people will do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that's such an important thing. Now, I will point out as we go through these sessions over the next few weeks is that most people stop there. That's the biggest problem. A lot of people who default to order taker status and order taker mode, they end up stopping at no like and trust. They think if I get someone to like me enough, then they'll just buy from me, right? And that's not where we want to start. So we want to make sure we start on this path with rapport so that we can break the ice and then move forward.